Support for WPR comes from Focus on Energy. Committed to helping Wisconsinites focus on the planet by making smart energy choices. Energy resources for Earth Day and every day can be found at focusonenergy.com.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell. It's time for Food Friday. And since today's date is 3-1-4, what better time to talk about pie?
And the first person who came to our minds when we thought pie was, of course, Michael Leland. He's the news director here at Wisconsin Public Radio and a pie lover to the max. He's with us to talk pie. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks to be here.
Well, we're starting with a big question here. What do you love about pie?
What don't I love about pie? And I think you had me on the show because you figured, well, he'll bring a pie in if he's going to be on the show. I have just, you know, it was always a treat, you know, when I was growing up. It's not something, you know, Mom made brownies a lot. She made cookies. But holidays were when the pie came out, whether it was from Mom or from my grandmother. So it was always something kind of special. And as I got older, I always liked to cook, but once I got out on my own, I thought, well, how hard can it be to make a pie? Let me give it a try. And the rest is sort of history.
So how hard is it to make a pie? As I understand it, I haven't heard the story yet, but I understand your first attempt at making a pie did not go so well.
You know, there's nothing wrong with walking away from something for, I don't know, say 10 years if it doesn't go well the first time. I had a little bit of trouble with the crust. I wanted to make my own crust because I thought if I'm going to make a pie, I'm going to make a pie. Mm-hmm. And the crust was sticking to the rolling pin and not going well, and I was probably saying things that we can't say on the radio. And I decided this is just too much stress, and I just put it away and just never thought about it until about 10 years later. And I thought, I haven't tried making a pie in a long time. Let me just follow the instructions. Mm-hmm. And how hard can it be? And
it was better this time, I think?
For some reason. To this day, I don't know why, but it just went better. And since then, I probably make several a year now, and that was... You know, we're looking at the last 15 years now. So it's not real difficult. It's more time consuming than anything. And you kind of have to be patient because sometimes it doesn't go quite the way you want it to the first time if you've never made one before. But, it's not awful.
Do you remember what the pie was that brought you back from the pie abyss?
It was probably just a basic apple pie. I tend to make a lot of fruit pies. I make some savory pies, but for the most part, it's fruit or, there's one I make around this time of year that's got chocolate and marshmallow and Guinness stout in it. But for the most part, it's stuff you want to have for dessert.
Now, you just mentioned there, often just such an offhand manner. There's one I kind of make. That pie is legendary, Michael, at WPR.
It's the one, yes, it's the most requested.
It has Guinness?
It has a Guinness stout in it. I'm sure other stouts work, but I usually use Guinness. It's got mini marshmallows and chocolate chips, melted chocolate chips. Those are the three big ingredients. It's also got a few other small things here and there. It's easy to make. You can make it pretty much in your blender and then dump it into a graham cracker crust that you can either make yourself in about 10 minutes or you can buy one. And, I mean, the one I made for today, I think I threw it together in like 20 minutes last night and then put it in the fridge because
wow.
You don't have to cook it. And as you can attest, it's a big hit.
It's a huge hit. And
20 minutes well invested, and look at all the love it's brought just in one.
That's right. People will love you.
It'll get you on the radio, people.
You know, but you mentioned in your horror story from many, many years ago when you started making pies. And just there as an aside, you said you could use your own crust or you could make a crust or whatever. That's also always something people think about because I think it actually stops a lot of people from making pies is that fear of the crust.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you at these days? Homemade or do you buy? And what are the pros and cons?
I mean, because I'm usually able to make a crust without any, you know, great disaster, I always at least try to make a crust. I only buy a crust if I know I just don't have a lot of time and just want to, you know, knock the pie out real quick. But for the most part, I would say 95% of the time I will just, make a crust.
So what's the secret to a good crust?
Boy, you know, I don't even know if there is one. I mean, the one I use is just a real basic recipe. It's just flour, a little bit of salt, about a third of a cup of butter, a third of a cup of Crisco, some water, mix it up, and you know, let it sit in the fridge for a bit and then roll it out. And yeah, I mean, there are other variations. There are some crusts with a lot more butter and vodka in it, which always makes people go, really, vodka? But you can't taste it because it cooks out.
So what's the point?
It's well, it makes it flakier. It makes it. I would say it's got a richer taste to it, and it can be flakier than the standard butter Crisco crust. Noah Ovshinsky is always after me to try lard in my pie crust. I haven't gotten there yet, lard, because I don't know where to buy lard. But but one of these days I'll try that. But I just go with what's easy.
Well, my grandmother was a big believer in lard, and it works. So if you can find it.
One of these days, it's on my list.
Give it a shot.
I'm sure there's lard to be had somewhere in Wisconsin.
You'd think.
Now, we mentioned your chocolate stout silk pie. I know you use Guinness. Mm-hmm. And we do have that recipe up on our Facebook page. And because it has Guinness, I think it's fair to pass that off as a St. Patty's recipe.
Well, this is sort of how I found this pie. We were having a St. Patrick's Day party here at WPR. This is only a pie I've been making about for 7 or 8 years. So I went online. I thought, you know, I'm going to make something St. Patrick's Day. And I found this website that had Irish, you know, related recipes. And this was a recipe that had been posted by a brew pub in New Brunswick, Canada. And I thought, well, it's pie, so I can make that. And it's got Guinness in it, so that makes it Irish. So here we are. And that's really where it came from. I don't even know if this place is still in business anymore, but you know, I'm forever in their debt for
their
posting that recipe.
Their pie lives on,
right.
Huh? You also make one, I gather, an apple maple cranberry pie. What do you like about that one?
Yeah, I like it because, I mean, it's all of the things that I really like a lot. You know, I love apples. I love cranberries. I love anything maple. I grew up in Massachusetts. Those are all great products from where I came from. And as it turns out, they're great products from here in Wisconsin as well. So it's a little bit of home and a little bit of where I live now when I make it. But I just love all of those tastes together. And it's a pie that I like a lot, and it's also fairly easy. It's actually more time consuming than the chocolate pie, because you've got to cook down the cranberries and that sort of, you know, you've got to peel about, you know, 3 pounds worth of apples, but it turns out well. I like it.
Speaking of taste or all together, let's talk about savory pies for a second. You've got a recipe for a pork and apple pie.
Yeah, this is a recipe I found in a British cookbook. This is a day-long project. It takes about 4 hours to make. And you've got to make a thick crust that pretty much stands up on its own. You don't even make this in a pan or in a pie plate. You've got to make a crust that you tie string around the outside to support the walls of it.
I was going to make a joke about bracing, but it sounds like it's no joke.
You really do. You have to brace this thing. It's got ground pork and bacon and cubed cut up pork in it. So wow. Three different kinds of pork and apples, some sage and a few other things. I can't remember what, but you cook it for about 2.5 hours. It's fantastic, but it's a project.
It's a project, and what, I mean, what else would you have with that? I mean, it sounds like a meal in itself.
It's pretty much a meal in itself. I might steam some broccoli just to convince myself that maybe it's a bit of a health food.
I can't believe the three kinds of pork in that pie.
I call it the three pigger.
For more than one reason. Yeah. Right. That sounds like a big one. So what advice do you have for the pie novice, someone who's intimidated, maybe like you used to be, by the idea of making pies, but they want to try?
If you just want to make a pie, buy the crust and concentrate on the fillings, and then maybe someday try a crust or buy a crust and have it in reserve in case the crust you try to make doesn't turn out the way you like. At least you haven't lost the pie completely. But give it a try. I mean, it's not a difficult thing, and don't worry about how it looks. That's the other thing, that you know, if my crust tears, I will just patch it with another piece of dough that I'm not using. And it's all about the taste. It's not about the presentation, at least in my world.
Well, Michael, thanks for being here today.
Happy to be here. Thanks a lot.
That was Michael Leland, news director and pie master here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
And don't forget, the recipe for that Guinness marshmallow pie with chocolate is up on the Central Time Facebook page in time for St. Patrick's Day.